Amr Cheskia. Nein, Chomets for Pesach she also be hanor. The Torah only says vayochal, vayochal. How do we know that it's also be hanor also? Shenemar lo ye ochel chomets. So Cheskia understands that to mean lo yehei boy, since it's lo ye ochel rather than lo yochal, lo yehei boy heter achilo. See Rashi, why hanor is called the heter achilo? Rashi says every hanor is maybe the achilo because I know it's worth money, and with that money you could buy food. So every hano is related to achilu. The Maram Chalav is a lashon that is mishtashile. Mishtashile is a gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Aleph. Gemara says that we had it in Hashut for those who were here before the summer. The Gemara says that Harisha Onsu Beis Hamelach Gronoi. If the Beis Hamelach came, the IRS came to collect taxes. And instead of taking his produce, they took the produce that was earmarked, that was Truman, that was supposed to go to the Kehanim. So he has to pay the Kehanim. Even though Mazik Matnus Kun is Potter, because it's Mamma Shein Le'Tovim, there's no Bailam to be Tadea. Which coin is going to be Tadea? You don't know which coin he would have given it to. But here it's Mishtashila, he Mamish profited from the Truma, because he gained money, he paid his taxes with the Truma of the Kehanim. So maybe it's called that he has a moment of the Kohanim sitting by him, and he's mechuyev to give it to the Kohanim. So there you have the musug of mishtashli. So Ram Chalava says every hano is mishtashli. You gain money. I guess he means if I wouldn't have had the chometz and I wanted this hano, I would have had to pay money somewhere else. So I always profit whatever I have hano from chometz. I have a profit because I didn't have to spend the money to buy the hano elsewhere. I got the hano from the chometz. So maybe every hano is money, and money is food. Ultimately, money is food. So, every money can be translated into food. So, therefore, every hano ultimately is a meigli de achila. Demis, I was bothered a little bit. It's not for us to talk about it at all, but I was bothered a little bit. Tosis over there says, and just for those who are here in Baba Basra, Tosis over there says in Chulin that mishtashile Tosis akasha. Tosis says every time, let's say you eat. Let's say you have truma. You didn't yet give it to any kind. You have truma sitting by you. You eat it. So the Gemara says you're potter. Why are you potter? Because it's like mazik matnas kuna. There's no bailam to be. You don't know who it belongs to. Every truma until you give it to a kind, the bailam are indeterminate. So if you mazik matnas kuna, you eat matnas kuna. So the Gemara says you're potter. Moment shein leitayvim. But if the IRS takes it, so then it's mishtashli. Then you have to pay. So Tosis asks, so even when you eat it, it's mishtashli. I didn't have to eat, because now I don't have to eat supper. If I eat the truma, I gain money. I would have had to go to a restaurant and buy supper. I would have to go to the supermarket and buy supper. And now I had a clear profit. I ate the matnas kuna. So every oichel matnas kuna, I should say that it's mishtashli. So Tosis says, no, it's yochel isanis. He said, I don't have to eat. I could skip supper. I can't cheat on the taxes. Taxes are going to have to be paid. So if the IRS comes and takes matnas kuna, that's called mishtashli. That's money in the bank. I would have had to pay the melech one way or another. So I paid the melech with matnas kuna. But if I ate matnas kuna for supper, that's not mishtashile. Can't say that's money in the bank. Who says I would have had supper altogether? Maybe I would have gone on a diet and skipped supper. So mele, that's not called mishtashile. It's mukach in the sugya over there. Otherwise, the sugya over there makes the taste of kasher. Otherwise, it's very glaring in the sugya. So I'm not sure how that stems with, if you can take this Maram Chalava literally, that every hano is mishtashile. So why is that true? There are some hanos I could do without. So it's not always mishtashile. So I don't know. Or maybe Ram Chava, not literally mishtashile. Maybe just means it. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's a side issue. I don't want to get we're getting sidetracked a little bit too early. So let's go back to the Gemara again from the top. So Cheskia says that from lo yeochel we learn out lo yehei boyhetu achila. So the Gemara says taimed kosher rechmanu lo yeochel chometz. It's only because of the lashon of lo yeochel. Holy kosher lo yeochel. If we wouldn't have said lo yeochel, we would have said lo yeochel in the ordinary way. Have mina sechila mashmish hano le mashma. Then it would have said, "Lo yoichel is mashmish israchila." It's not mashmish rano. Upligo the Rabbi Avo, and that's against Rabbi Avo. We have a machlekes yecheskin Rabbi Avo. Domer Rabbi Avo. Kol mokem shenema lo yoichel leisaychal leisaychlu. Any time the Torah says leisaychal lo yoichel leisaychlu, any of these lashonos, echad israchila veechad israno b'mashma. It includes not only israchila but israno as well. Ad sheyifaret lecha akosuf kederech sheporek lecha b'nevelu. Unless the Torah says explicitly otherwise. Unless the Torah says explicitly that it's mutter b'hano, we can find by Nevela where the Torah says l'seichel kol Nevela, but the Torah says explicitly that it's mutter b'hano, and then Gemara quotes the price of the Sanya l'seichel kol Nevela l'ger shub shrecha t'tene v'yacholo ay mochel enochi, Then we get into the next reference in Rameya. But let's just take this piece of Gemara right now, first piece. So we have here Machlekes Cheskin Rabbi Yavo. Cheskin says that Lo Yisoichal is Mashmis Rachil is not Mashmis Rahanoi. Unless there's a special Lashon, Lo Yeochel Chometz, that's a special Lashon that implies Misrahanoi. But the ordinary Lo Yisoichal is only Yisrahil. And Rabbi Yavo disagrees. Rabbi Yavo says, Kol Mokim Shneim Lo Yisoichal includes not only Yisra Achila, but it includes Yisra Hana as well, unless specified otherwise, like we find by Kederach Shepard L'chob Nevela, like we find by Nevela. So you start to suk, it sounds like this is a huge machlokes cheskin Rabbi Yavo. Every time it says in the Torah Loisoichal, does it mean only Yisra Achila, or does it include even Yisra Hana? One would imagine this must be negate the hundreds and hundreds of halakas. By the time we get to the sugya, and we'll see all of the exceptions to the rule, to Rabbi Yavo's rule, it turns out that there's really hardly any nafkamina between Rabbi Yavo and Cheski at all. You know, even though Rabbi Yavo holds the rule is every Yisrachil is mashmi Yisrano unless specified otherwise, but most of the time the Torah does specify otherwise, and it turns out to be very little space lahalacha lemaisa between Cheski and Rabbi Yavo. After the Kafah, the Gemara is pressed to find what could be a nafkamina lemaisa between Cheski and Rabbi Yavo, but it's going to take us a little while to get to the end of the sugi. But just to bear in mind already now that the Gemara is going to say that there's really very little nafkamina ladino between Cheski and Rabbi Yavo. But in principle, they do have a disagreement. So I want to talk through maybe before we really start the sugi in earnest, just a little bit of the raid about this halacha here of echad esrachil echad esrano b'mashma. Just to know a little bit of the raid. There's nothing wrong with knowing a little bit of the raid before you learn the sugya, as long as you don't make the mistake of thinking that learning the raid is the same thing as learning the sugya. We'll start like this. The Mishnah Lemelech knowing what Tachlein is saying, the topic is important. It's not the same thing as learning the sugya itself. The Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, in Parakei, has a suffix. How do we understand this din? That Lo Yisoichal, Rabbi Yavo's halacha, we pass him like Rabbi Yavo, the Rambam pass him like Rabbi Yavo. Rambam in Macholos Asuras, Parakei, is Beferish. Kolmokim, whenever the Torah says Lo Yisoichal, it means Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Noa, Achi Yafar, Techa HaKosov, unless the Torah specifies otherwise. So the Mishnah Melech has a suffix. He says, so it comes out whenever the Torah says Lo Yisoichal, so you have two Yisurim, you have an Yisra Achila, and you have an Yisra Hanah. Is that one Yisra or two? Fundamentally, are those two different Yisurim, the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Hanah? And Rabbi Yavo is saying that whenever there's an Yisra Achila, there's an Yisra Hanah as well, but the Yisra Hanah is a separate Yisra. Or should we understand it, that the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Hanah are fundamentally one Yisra? It's also B'Hanah. And Achila is a kind of Hanah. Achila is a particular type of Hanah. But the Torah, when it asked that Achila, didn't only, Rabbi Yavo is telling me that when the Torah asked that Achila, didn't mean only to ask the particular narrow type of Achila, type of Hanoah of Achila, but the Torah meant to ask all other Hanois as well, and Mela Achila is included in the general heading of Hanoah. And the Mishnah Melech says, V'nafkimino l'gabim malchus. When a person eats, let's say he eats chometz, or he eats whatever, he eats any Yisr Hanoah, that's also cast for Loshon Achila. You know, maybe not only whenever a person eats in Yisra Hanah, let's say chometz or basa b'cholov, whatever it is, when a person eats, we'll talk about chometz because Rabbi Rose is talking about chometz. When a person eats chometz, so he's eating the chometz, but he's also nene from the chometz because achila is a kind of hanah. So how many malchus does he get? Does he get one malchus or two? Or let's say he eats the chometz and then at the same time, he's nene from the chometz in some other way. You know, one piece of chometz he eats, and then he takes some other chometz and he uses it for sichur or he sells it. So he has achila from chometz, and it's one hasra. So how many malchus does he get? Does he get one malchus or two? If achila and hanah are two different isurim, so he'll get two malchus, one for achila, one for hanah. if it's one Isser. There's various kinds of Hana, but it's one Isser of Hana, so then it will be one Malkus. Assuming that there's Malkus Hanano, the Mishnah Melech shows from various Rishonim, it's really Machlekes Rishonim, we'll see in a minute, but he shows there are certainly Rishonim who hold that there is Malkus Hanano. The Ramashit the Grada, we'll talk about it later, is that there's no Malkus Hanano altogether. So then this Nafkamina is going to fall, this Nafkamina is moot. But according to the Rishonim who say that there is Malkus Hanano, so when you have Achila and Hanano, is it one Malkus or two? So the Mishnah Melech wants to bring a right from the Gemara and Malkus. Gemara in Makkos and Daf Chaf Aleph talks about a person who Gemara says that a person could eat Bosu B'Cholav and get five sets of Malkos. if he ate Gid Hanoshe B'Cholav and he cooked it on Yom Tov, so he gets one Malkos for Yom Tov, for cooking on Yom Tov, and one Malkos for cooking Bosu B'Cholav, and one Malkos for Gid Hanoshe, and one Malkos for Bosu B'Cholav. And what's the fifth Malkos? I don't remember anymore. So fifth Malkos also, I don't know, five Malkos, then he's able to chop a right. Maybe it was Yom Kippur. What? No, it was Yom Tov. What? He cooked on Yom Tov, and he cooked Bosu B'Cholav, and he ate Gid Hanoshe, and he ate Bosu B'Cholav. I don't remember. You look it up. It's not important for us right now. But at the point of the Gemara says that he had to get a five Malkus. He asked the Mishnah Melech, you should get six. Because if he ate, when he ate the Gid Hanoshe B'Cholav, not only was he eating Bosu B'Cholav, but he was being Nenef from Bosu B'Cholav. And if Achil and Hanoah, every Achil is also Hanoah, and so you should get a six Malkus. So as the Mishnah Melech, you see from there that Isser Hanoah and Isser Achila are really one Isser. Achila is just a min mimini Hanoah, and that's why it's only one set of Malkus. Kveger is doicha l'raya. Kveger brings this Mishnah Melech by us on the sugya. Says the raya is not muchach. Not all Tanoim agree that Basu B'Cholav is Asub Hanoah. There are Tanoim hold Basu B'Cholav is Mutub Hanoah. Maybe that price is going like the Tanoim hold Basu B'Cholav is Mutub Hanoah. So the Kveger says that raya doesn't think it's convincing. But the Kveger wants to bring a raya the other way around from the sugi later on, which we're not up to yet. We'll worry about it when we get to it. Chodbeis and Medalef. Gemara about Gid Hanoshe. Rabbi Kveger has a cheshbon in the sugi later, which we'll think about the Shaita, very nice cheshbon, where he wants to bring the other way around. Achila and Hanoah are two separate Yisroel. It's not that Achila is a kind of Hanoah. Achila and Hanoah are two separate categories. Back upon him, it's a sophic in the Mishnah Melech. So the Mishnah Melech himself brings a Rambam, a famous Rambam, where the Rambam says the Feirish that Achila is a subdivision of Hanoah. Achila is a min mimine Hanoah. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Loisa say Kuf Pei Zayin. The Rambam discusses why is it that the Rambam counts cooking Basu B'Cholav and eating Basu B'Cholav as two separate Lavin, but he does not count being Nenef from Basu B'Cholav as a separate Lav. The Torah says Loisa Vashmi B'Chaliv made three times. The Gemara says we derive from there one is for Yisra Achila, one is for Yisra Hanoah, and one is for this Abishal. So the Isser Bishul and the Isser Achila Ram counts as two separate lavin. But the Isser Achila and the Isser Hanoah only counts as one lav. So the Ram says, why? It's three psukim. So just like he counts Bishul of Basu B'Cholav and Achila Basu B'Cholav as separate lavin because it's separate, it's two different psukim and it's two different things. So why don't you count Achila and Hanoah as two separate lavin as well? So the Ram says, no, Achila and Hanoah are not two separate Isurim. So rather, says the Ram, Isra Achila and Isra Hanoah inyan echod. It's one thing. Ki ha'achila min mimini Hanoah. Because Achila is a kind of Hanoah. V'hu omrom, as the Gemara says, and he quotes our Gemara, kol mokim shenem loyseichal, loyseichlu, echod Isra Achila and echod Isra Hanoah b'mashma. So he brings our Gemara, the Lashon of Rabbi Avohu, as a riot to this Yisoid, that Achila is also because it's a min mimini Hanoah. Achila is a subdivision of Hanoah. It's not a separate Isra, and if it doesn't count as a separate law. So what do you see exactly in Agamar? First of all, the Rambam is explicit. Like in the Mishnah Melech Chakira, is Ar Achila and Hanoah two separate Yisurim, or is there one Yisur? So the Rambam is very explicit. Achila is one Yisur with Yisur Hanoah, it's one Lav, it will be one Malkus. According to the Rambam, if there was Malkus and Hanoah, it happens not to be Malkus and Hanoah. But Al-Kaponim is clear in the Rambam that it's one Lav, it's one Yisur, because Achila is min mimini Hanoah, and he reads it in Agamar. Rabbi Avohu said, "Kol mokem shem lo soichel echad is achila ve'echad is hanoah b'machlis." Even though, it's important to point out, even though the Rambam is talking about Basir B'cholov, and the Isra Hanov Basir B'cholov is not learned out from Rabbi Vos Drosha B'chav. Rabbi Vos Drosha is only by those Isurim where it says Loshon of Achilov. Basir B'cholov doesn't say anywhere Loshon of Achilov. The Isra Hanov by Basir B'cholov I don't learn out from Rabbi Vos Drosha. Isra Hanov Basir B'cholov I learn out from a different thing, from the fact that Torah said Loshon of Achilov B'chalei an extra time. One for Achilov, one for Hanov, one for Bishul. So the Ram is not saying that Rabbi Avos Drosha is the source for the Isra'no by Basar B'cholov. So what exactly did he see in Rabbi Avos? What he saw in Rabbi Avos is, he's reading Rabbi Avos, you see the Torah, Asad Hanov B'loshan Achilov. The Torah said Loisoichal, and it means Hanov. So why is that? Why is Loisoichal called, why is Hanov, how can the word Loisoichal mean in Isra Hanov? We have a reason why we say this, because we learned that from the Velo. But what does it mean? How can Loisoichal mean in Isra Hanov? So you could have said maybe it's just a drasha b'alma, maybe in Chanami, maybe Loisoichal doesn't mean Hanov, maybe Loisoichal means Achila. But we have a drasha that whenever there's an Isra Achila, you should know there's an Isra Hanov too. We learned that from the Veil, we learned that from Faith, the Hemshech HaSugya. But the Ram learned not the way. The Ram learned that Rabbi Avos is saying, in other words, maybe we could say this a Chakira by itself. When Rabbi Avos says that every time it says in Torah Loisoichal, it tells me that there's also an Isra Hanov. So what does that mean? Doesn't mean Loisoichal means Achila. We have a drasha that you should know. The Torah tells us by Nevela, by Trefa, by the various drashas the Gemara brings later. That the Torah indicates to us that you should know that whenever there's an Isra Achila, a Zolta Vissin, that there's an Isra Hanah as well. But not that Loisoichal means Hanah. Or, does Rabbi Avo mean that whenever they said, the Torah said Loisoichal, Loisoichal means Hanah because Achila is a kind of Hanah. So the Torah said Loisoichal because Achila. Torah means Loisoichal by way of example. Loisoichal because it's also Hanah, and Loisoichal is the kind of Hanah. So the Rambam is clearly the second way. The Rambam is reading Rabbi Avos that from the fact that the Torah asked Hanah b'loshen Achila, the Rambam took Rabbi Avos to mean, not that the Torah is indicating to me that whenever there happens to be an Isra Achila, there's also an Isra Hanah somewhere, but rather the word Loisoichal itself means you're not allowed to be Nene. Says the Rambam, you see from here that Achila and Hanah are Dover Echad, because Achila is in me, meaning Hanah.
Mentioned before is the
Ramchik
in general is that whenever you have two
lava
and one
two
and that's considered
one lava when you have two. Right, so in
Achilah and Hanah also one lava.
We said there's a general Kha, I mean, so in all other places, that would definitely apply here. Regardless of our
you said
maybe the Ramah has to mean that because. Since the Rambam's Shita is that whenever you have a larger lav that always includes a smaller lav, you only count the larger lav as a lav. So even if it's Achila and Sano would be two separate things, but since Sano would always include Achila, so it would automatically, mitzad the dat halacha from the Shoshim, it would automatically mean that Israel Achila is included in the Sano. Interesting point. The Emerson could ask it as a kashan Rambam. The Rambam does not sound like he's saying what you're saying. The Rambam sounds like he's saying that Achila is a kind of Hanah. Not that Achila is included in the larger, not that the lav of Achila is included in the larger lav of Hanah. But that Achila and Hanah are Hainu Hach because Achila is a mini mini Hanah. Could ask it as a kasha. The Rambam says that Achila and Hanah don't count as separate lavim. Because Achila and Hanah are not really two separate activities, but rather Achila is a kind of Hanah. Achila is a min mimine Hanah. And he brings Rabbi Avos to bring that out. But you see the Torah asked Hanah b'loshan Achila. Even though, again, the Rambam is talking about Basar B'cholov. Basar B'cholov is not learned out from Rabbi Avos altogether. But he sees in Rabbi Avos, in Rabbi Avos drasha, this idea that Achila and Hanah merge into each other. The Torah says Achila and it means Hanah. You see that Achila and Hanah are the same category. They're the same thing. It's Hanah. So Melech is Achila and Hanah by Basar B'cholov, which has nothing to do with Rabbi Avos, but you see the idea that achilin or are hainu hach, achilin min mimine hainu. Mimele says the Rambam, achilin or no don't count as separate laban. If they don't count as separate laban, rather they only count as one laban. That's the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. So we could ask a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma that if this wasn't true, if achil and hano would be considered to be two separate categories, if I didn't have this word that it's really hainu hach that achil is min mimine hano, then he would count achil and hano, he would have counted achil abasa b'chalav and hano abasa b'chalav as two separate lavim. But he doesn't do it because he has this new insight in Rabbi Avo that achilah is a kind of hanach. Achilah is mimin mimini hanach. When the Torah asked it, achilah didn't ask it because it's achilah, it asked it because it's hanach. So that's a kasha. Forget, why did I need this? Forget this holy site. Maybe achilah and hanach are two separate conceptual categories, and Rabbi Avo's drasha doesn't mean we won't see anything in Rabbi Avo's drasha. The whole thing could not be true, but achilah and hanach would still not count as two separate lavim in the minyan mitzvahs. Because the Rambam has a rule, we talked about it before Sukkos. The Rambam has a rule that whenever you have two lavin, but one lav is always included in the other lav. For example, the Torah asks all shrotzim. The Torah is a general lav for shrotzim. And then the Torah has a specific lav for sheretz ha'oretz. So the Rambam says that you don't get two separate malchus, one for sheretz ha'oretz and one for shrotzim in general. You don't even count it as two separate lavin. Because since sheretz ha'oretz is always included in the general lav of shrotzim, so the Mela can only count as one lav. And that, by the Rambam, is a general rule. Whenever one lav is subsumed in another lav, it always counts as one lav. So even if achil and ano would be separate ideas, and it wouldn't be that the Torah asked achila because it's a min mimine hano. The Torah asked achila because achila is achila, and the Torah asked ano because ano is ano, and never the twain shall meet. But it would still be true that every time you have achil, every time you eat something, you're also an enet. I mean, that's still true, even if you say it's two separate ideas, but every oichel is also an enet. So it should count as two separate lavin, it should count as one lav, rather, just on the basis of that principle of the Rambam and the Shoshim, that whenever you have a smaller lav included in a bigger lav, they only count as one lav. So even if achilah and ano will be two separate things, but which is bigger? Ano is bigger, because every achilah, every time you do achilah, you're always doing ano also. So it should count as two separate lavin on that. So therefore, it should count as only one lav on that account. So what does Ram need this extra insight that achila is a min mimini ano? Oh, so maybe this is a right or something which we Taka said before Sukkos. When we were learning that Rambam, we wanted to say that the Ram is only talking about when it's the same isa. Eating shotsim and eating sheretz oretz, eating shotsim in general is one maisa. So then it counts as one lav. But if it's two different meisim, even if they always happen together, but it's fundamentally two different meisim, they count as two separate lavin. What was our raya? Balyor by Motzi. We had the problem in the Ram. Why is the Ram count Balyor? The Ram seems to hold that Balyor is only if you see the chomus. By Motzi is even if the chomus is, you don't see it, even if it's tumim. So we had a shayla. Why is it count as two separate lavin? The Ram counts Balyor by Motzi as two separate lavin. Every time you're over Balyor, you're automatically over Bali Motze, because Bali Motze is bigger than Bali Yor. Bali Yor is only when you see the Chometz in Yerushos. Bali Motze is even if you have Chometz in Yerushos. So every Bali Yor is automatically included in Bali Motze, so why is it two separate Lavin? Because we grappled with this before Sukkos. So I think the bottom line we came out with was that even though they always happen together, whenever you have Bali Yor, you always do Bali Motze too, but it's two different activities. Bali Yor is the issue of looking at the of seeing the Chometz. Bali Motze is the issue of having the Chometz. Since it's two different Meisim, it counts as two different Lavin. It counts as two different lavin. So it's very good over here as well. Achil and Ano, if not for this insight of the Rambam, if Achil and Ano were two different activities, so even if every Achil is also Ano, every time you do an Achil, you're also doing Ano, but it's still two separate activities. Achil is the activity of Achil. Shooting, swallowing, that's the activity of Achil. Ano is the activity of having Ano. It's two different kinds of activities. So Mela, if you eat something, Even though every time you eat Basar B'Cholov, you also happen to be Neder from Basar B'Cholov, but it's two different Pulois. And therefore, by rights, you don't count as two separate Lavin. Says the Rambam, no, forget that principle from the Shoshim. But there's a new principle, Rabbi Avos' principle, that Achila, when the Torah asked Achila and the Torah asked Hanoah, the Torah wasn't asking two different activities. The Torah was asking the activity of Hanoah. But Achila is a particular instance, a particular kind of Hanoah that the Torah asked. Okay, very nice. There's another Rambam.
Yeah. I don't understand how you can say that tefillah and anah are separate to the extent that all your own, all your matzah are separate. Meaning, even though every time you eat, you get anah, still
right.
Because of the fact that they're different types of maaseyos, we can distinguish between the two. Because the only time that something's considered in tefillah is, I mean, is if you get anah from it. Meaning, it is really the same maaseh that whenever you eat something, you get anah.
Maybe only on technical grounds, because otherwise it's shalei kederach tefillah. The Ram is saying, not the way, the Ram is saying that Achilo is Taka also because it's a kind of Hanok. But if not for that side of the Ramam, I would have said that Achilo and Hanok are two different things. It's the Maisa Achilo. Either is a rule that if you eat something Shalai Kederach Achilo, so you're Potter. That's because if you eat something, let's say, in a way that you don't get any benefit, any enjoyment from, so you're Potter. But not because you need the enjoyment, but because it's Shalai Kederach Achilo. So it's a technicality. If you eat in a way, if you eat in some way that it's... Actually, I think that is derech achilu. Yeah, I'm not even 1,000% sure what will be the din. If you ate something kederech achilu but without any hanah, would you be chayev or not? Well, that's not kederach achilu. But let's say you ate something mamish 100% kederach achilu, but somehow without any hana. Actually, you wouldn't be chayv. That's a sugi. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish hana is chayv, hana is b'chana is garen. That's a sugi numa. What's the chiyuv of b'isuri achilus for hana is chayv, hana is garen? But it's out of shavish, but it seems to require achilu seems to require hana. But again, if not for the Rambam, I could have said that it's all because. Otherwise, it lacks in the Maisa Achilo, so it's a technicality. It's a tnai. You don't have Hano, so if it's, then it's not called a Maisa Achilo, but not that Achilo is Hano. The Ram is Mechadish, that Achilo is Hano. And that's why the Torah asked it. The Torah asked Achilo precisely because it's a kind of Hano. At least in those cases where there's an Israel as well. There is another Rambam, also a very famous Rambam, which sounds very close to what it says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, but I'm not sure that it's exactly the same, and maybe there's a steer between the two. There's a Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos in Krisus Perek Gimel. It's called the Nekuda HaNeflah. The Rambam says that he has a Nekuda HaNeflah. Nekuda HaNeflah means an interesting point. I know what it is in Arabic. The Perush Mishnayos is written in Arabic, so whenever in Arabic he says that. You have this expression in the Rambam in a few places in the Perush Mishnayos. Whenever he wants to say he has an interesting point, so the Metargim said it's a Nekuda Neflah. But of all those Nekudas Neflahs, this is the famous Nekuda Neflah. So the Rambam in Pergimel Krisos, he says the following, that he says, I have a Nekuda Neflah to share with you. The Rambam has the following question. He says, we have a rule, Einis Echalal Isser. But there are exceptions to the rule. You have cases where Isser could be Chal and Isser. For example, in Isser Moisif is Chal, by an Isser Moisif you say Isser Chal Isser. What does that mean? Issim Oisif means, let's say you have two Yisurim. One Issim was already Chal. Now you want a second Issim to be Chal on top of it. And ordinarily the rule is, Ein Issim Chal al Issim. But let's say the second Issim is larger in scope than the first Issim. So for example, let's say you have Chazer. And now Yom Kippur arrives. So, now this thing, up till now, is also to eat because it's chazer. Now it's also to eat because it's Yom Kippur. So l'chor, you could say maybe an issa chal issa. If I won't be chayev because of Yom Kippur, because I'm chayev on the account of it being chazer. Mm-hmm. Well, look, it's not the way. Since Yom Kippur is a bigger issa, Yom Kippur asers not only this particular piece of food, but it asers many other pieces of food, so it has a larger scope. So that's issa moisif, that's chal. Or, another example of the Mishnah Maisif is, let's say you have something, a Nevela, Bosa Nevela, so it's Osa Vachila. And then I go and I take that Bosa Nevela and I'm Machdashit, Levedek Avayis. So now, on top of the Issa Nevela, we want the Issa Me'ila to be Chal. So the Halacha is that it's Chal. I and Issa Chal al Issa. So the answer is no, since the Issa Me'ila is bigger, because it's Issa Hano, up to now it's only Osa Vachila. Now it's going to be Osa Vachila too, so the Issa is Chal al Issa. For ask the Rambam that if that's the case, so then it ought to come out that if you have, let's say, bosa nevela, and you cook it with milk, so the iser bosa becholo should be able to be chal on top of the iser nevela, because nevela is only also bechilo, bosa becholo is also bano also, so it's an iser meisif. exactly the same as the Issa Me'ilah being Chal in the Issa Nevela. So it's also in Issa Me'isa. So in order to be able to be Chal, the Rambam learns up in the Mishnah that it's not Chal. So the Rambam says, well, why not? By rights, it ought to be Chal. And the Rambam proves there from the Mishnah that it's not so, that the Issa Bosa B'Cholov is not Chal on top of an Issa Nevela. If you cook Nevela with Cholov, you're not Chai for Bosa B'Cholov. If you eat it, you're not Chai for Bosa B'Cholov. But why not? It's after all, it's an Issa Me'isa. So the Rambam says, I have here in the Kudun of Flor to tell you. He says that since the Torah asserted, which is whenever the Torah asserts something be'achila and be'hanah, like Bosa B'Cholov, the Torah asserted be'achila and the Torah asserted be'hanah. So he says, not the pshat that the Yisra Hanah is a separate Yisra. The Yisra Hanah is a dober echad with the Yisra Achila. And therefore, if the Yisra Achila can't be chal, then the Yisra Hanah can't be chal either. And since the Yisra Achila per se can't be chal, because that's Yisra Chal Yisra, so the Yisra Hanah is not chal either. Because it comes together. No, it's not separate Yisra. If it would be separate Yisra, the Achila and Hanah, so I would say, okay, maybe the Yisra'chila Basur B'cholov is not Chal, but the Yisra'no Basur B'cholov could be Chal. But it's not so, says the Rambam. The Yisra'chila and the Yisra'no are one thing, and therefore it's a package deal. Whenever, if you don't have one, you don't have the other. And since the Yisra'chila can't be Chal, because then it's a Chal Yisra, so neither is the Yisra'no a Chal. And he quotes Rabbi Yavo, there also, he quotes Rabbi Yavo, that L'Soichel means Echad Yisra'chila and Echad Yisra'no B'mashmo. So you see that Yisra'chila and Yisra'no are in, you know, are they go together. Because that's already not a Moisif. The Achila of Basa B'Cholov is not Moisif. So even though the Hanah is Moisif, but since the Achila is not Moisif, so the Yisra Achila can't be Chal, so neither is the Yisra Hanah Chal. So let's think this through a second. On the one hand, it's like the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in that both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and here in the Nekudah Neflo, in the Perish Mishnayos, the Rambam is saying Yisra Hanah and Yisra Achila are not separate. They're not two distinct, separate Yisur. They're in Yen Echad, and in both cases he points to Rabbi Yavo. But on the other hand, Chor is not exactly the same. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says, at least it seems to say, that the reason why Achil is also is because it's an instance of Hanah. Achil is min mi mini Hanah. That means, what's the Yisoy Dadov, when the Torah asks that Achil and Hanah? When the Torah asks something, be Achil and Hanah, like Bosa B'Cholov, or like Chometz. So what's the real Shem Isser, according to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah? So what's really the name of this Isser? Isser Achila or Isser Hanah? You have to give it one name.
Isser Hanah.
The Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Achila is also because Achila is min mi mine Hanah. Because Achila is a type of Hanah. So that means the real Isser is to be Nene. And Achila is just one way to be Nene. Well, if that's the way to look at it, that the real, the Iker Isser over here is Hanah, and Achila is just a particular example of Hanah, or a particular way to be Nana, but the real Shem Isir is not the Isir Hanah, so then it's really exactly the same as Me'ilah. What is Me'ilah? Me'ilah is the Isir Hanah. If you eat Kodshim, if you eat something which is Hektish, which is also Me'ilah, so why? So you're over the Isir Me'ilah. Why? Because it's a way of being Nana. The Shem Isir basically is Isir, the name of the Isir is Isir Hanah. Eating something which is Yeshua Mishum Me'ilah is an example, is a way to be also, is a way to be Nana. But the real Shem Isser is a Nisra Hanah. Well, if that's the way the Moshul Basar B'Cholov is, that it's basically a Nisra Hanah, and Achil is also because it's a Min Mi Mine Hanah, so why can't the Yisra Basar B'Cholov be Chal and Nevela? Exactly the same as the Yisra Me'ilah is Chal and Nevela. It means Mamar is the same thing. I have something which is also Nevela, it's only also Bechilah, and now I make it into Basar B'Cholov, which is also, which is a Nisra Hanah. Yisra Hanah is bigger than Yisra Achila, so it's in Yisra Meisif. What's the problem? It's exactly the same. So what's the Rambam's distinction? It's a distinction without a difference. That's why the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos is saying something a little bit different. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos is saying not that Achila is a kind of Hanah, and that the real Shema Yisra is the Yisra Hanah, but just the opposite. The real issue here is Achila. But the Rambam is mechadish that the Torah only asks that Hanah, not as a separate category of Issa, but the Torah asks that Hanah because Hanah is like an outgrowth of the Issa Achila. Something which is also be Achila, certainly Suri Achila, the Torah took that Isser Achila and he made it and it made it so strong that not only is it also mamish the Achila, but somehow the Achila spreads out to include things that are not exactly like Achila. They're Hanoa, which is not exactly the same as Achila, but they're like toldos of Achila. You know, Achila is also kind of Hanoa. So when the Torah asked the Torah, these Yisurim, Basa B'chola, for example, and Chometz, the Torah didn't only ask it to be Achila, the Torah asked it to be Achila, and it asked it to toldos of Achila as well. So it says Hanoa, meaning Hanoa. But the Iker Isser over here, if we could use the word the main Isser, we'll see in a minute what that might even mean, the main Isser. The main Isser is Achila. And the Isra Hanoah is a reflection. It's a Teitzah from the Isra Achila. But the Ikka Shem Isra is Achila. So therefore, says the Rambam, it's not an Isra Moisef. Because when I want to know, can the Isra Basa B'chol B'chal and Nevela, I can't look at an Isra Hanoah. I look at it as an Isra Achila that has a Told of Hanoah. But I have to first be done, when I want to consider, can Basa B'chol B'chal and Nevela, I have to first consider, can the Isra Achila B'chal and Nevela. If the Isra Achila can't B'chal, then the Isra Hanoah is not going to, then there's not going to be an Isra Hanoah either. Because it doesn't start with the Isra Hanoah. It starts with the Isra Achila, which somehow like spreads to become an Isra Hanoah. And therefore, that's not an Isra Moisef. An Isra Moisef is like Me'ilo. Me'ilo could be Chal in the veil. Because Me'ilo was never an Isra Achila. Me'ilo is an Isra Hanoah in the first place. It has nothing to do with Achila. Me'ilo is even by inanimate objects, by inedible objects. It could be more than a table. It's not an Isra Achila in the first place. It's fundamentally an Isra Hanoah. So that, something which is fundamentally an Isra Hanoah could be Chal on top of the veil. But Basar B'cholov is fundamentally an Isra Achila. The reason why it's also B'Hanoah is as a tolda from the Isra Achila. That's not called an Isra Moisef. That's not called an Isra Hanoah being Chal in Isra Achila. That's called an Isra Achila. That's like a strong Isra Achila being Chal in a weak Isra Achila. That's not an Isra Moisef. And they already say in Isra Chalos. So it comes out by the way, there could be a very practical nafkamina in this. By Yisuri Achila, what's the shear usually? How much do you have to eat in order to be chayav? So we all know. Kazayis. By Yisuri Hano, like by Me'ilo, Kregis says that the Dabba Poshut, that the Isur is a Shavu Pruto. So let's say by Hekdash, if you have Chayis Kotshe Berekabayis, somebody's Makdash some tomatoes to Berekabayis. So if you eat those tomatoes, how many tomatoes do you have to eat in order to be chayav? Pashtos a Shavu Pruto. Not a Kazayis, nothing to do with Kazayis. It's not fundamentally an Isur Achila. If the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos is right, or if the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos be kipshutoi, that Achila is also only because it's a subdivision of Hanoah, it's a kind of Hanoah, then what should be the Shir? The Shir should be Shavu Pruto. Whereas the point, if the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos is right, that it's fundamentally an Isra Achila that somehow spreads to Hanoah as well, but it's fundamentally an Isra Achila, then the Shir would be a Kizayis. And then it's possible that the Shir by Basar B'chol is Kizayis. That's a halacha pshuta. It's hakarai that we have to that the primary Rambam here is the Perush Mishnayos. But what do we do with the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos? So we have a stira between the Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos and the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos. I think the answer is going to a. It's a stira between the Sefer. And again, the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam and Perush. A lot of times they're quoted together. The Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos and the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos are the same thing. It's the same sheet. The Rambam, the Isra Achila, and the Isra Hanoah Dover Echad. So it's partially true. It is the same thing in that they're both not like the other tzad in the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech had a tzad that Achila and Hanoah are two separate Yisurim, and you like it shtayim. You get one Malkus for Achila and one Malkus for Hanoah. These are two unrelated Yisurim. As far as that goes, the Rambam and the Perushim Shnayis and the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs are Bechod and Machto. They're both coming Lapuke from that. Achila and Hanoah are Dover Echod. But on the other hand, at least if we read them Kipshutoi, they're not saying exactly the same thing. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah says that Achila is a min mimini Hanoah. That makes it sound like the main Isser is the Hanoah, not the Achila. Achila is a subdivision of Hanoah. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos is the other way around. The main Isser is the Isser Achila. Hanoah is a toldo of Achila. The truth is, I don't think the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah could be taken mamish kibshutah, besides the fact that it contradicts the Sefer Mitzvah of the Perush Mishnayos. That's certainly not the end of the world. The Rambam could be chazer from the Perush Mishnayos to what he wrote later in life. But I think also, that makes no sense. How could the main thing here be the Yisra Hanoah, not the Yisra Achila? Then the Shir should be Shavu Pruto, like I said before. And it's not true, the Shir of Basar B'Cholov is Kizayis, not Shavu Pruto. If you eat Basar B'Cholov, the Chayiv Kizayis, not Chayiv Furish Gemaras, you're not Chayiv B'Shavu Pruto. You see that it's an Yisra Achila, it's fundamentally an Yisra Achila, not fundamentally an Yisra Hanoah. I'll see in a minute, I'll show you in a minute another Raya also, that it's fundamentally an Yisra Achila, not fundamentally an Yisra Hanoah. I think the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs have to be taken with a grain of salt. When the Rama says that achila is a min mimini hano, he does not mean that the main isra is hano and achila is just an instantiate, just an instance of hano. He really holds, like he says in the Perush Mishnayos, the main isra is achila, and hano is a toldo of achila. The Ram just means, what the Ram in the Sefer Mitzvah just means, that I'm not counting these as two separate mitzvahs, because achila and hano are related activities. Not that achila and hano are two different activities. Achila is the strongest form of hano. When he says achila is mimin mimin hano, he doesn't just mean it's one example out of many. He means achila is a particularly strong kind of hano, and therefore the Yisra achila and the Yisra hano go together, and therefore they're not counted as two separate mitzvahs. But exactly how they go together, that the Rambam means, like he says in the Perush Mishnayos, they go together in that the way that they go together is achila comes first and then hano ramifies out from achila, not the other way around. I don't think the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs ever meant to indicate the otherwise. He's just saying they go together. They're not two separate mitzvahs. Because in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he's only busy with the minyan and mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs do we have here? It's osur b'chol, it's osur b'achila, it's osur b'hano. How many mitzvahs is that? Says the Rambam, don't look at it that achila is one kind of activity and hano is a different, unrelated activity. No, achila is a kind of hano. And therefore, in the minyan and mitzvahs, they go together. But how exactly they fit together is like the Perush Mishnayos. It starts with an isra achila, because that's the strongest, that's the essential kind of hano. And then you have Todisei and Kayetzeven, but not only the Torah Asir Achilo, but Torah went further, and it said even things that are semi-Achilo, not Mamish Achilo in the regular sense, but they're also Hanois, so they're like Achilo, and therefore the Torah Asir them too. But it starts with an Isra Achilo, and then from there the Torah spread, from there the Torah also went further, and it Asir it Bahano. We really see this where we really see this maybe in a practical way is in another Rambam, a third Rambam. So if we have the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, there's a third Rambam, also important. The Rambam in Perches of Macholos Asuras Halacha at the Zion says a rule that whenever the Torah asks for something, Be'achila and Be'hano, you only get Malkus for the Achila, you don't get Malkus for the Hano. The Mishnah Melech brings rise to other Rishonim Achilah. But the Ram holds a general rule: whenever the Torah asks something Bechila and Bahano, the Malkus is only for Bechila, not for the Hano. Where the Torah didn't ask Bechila at all, the Torah only asked Hano in the first place, like Milo. You know, then there's Malkus even for the Hano. I mean, there's no Achilah is not privileged. Milo is not only on food. Milo is something which is fundamentally in the Hano, like Milo. Can't be Milo in a table of Hekdesh. It's fundamentally in the Hano, not fundamentally in the Achila in the first place. So there is clearly Malkus and the Hanoah. But where the Torah asks for something, the Achila and the Hanoah, says the Rambam, the Malkus is only for the Achila, not for the Hanoah. So the Shah is why. So the Magen Mishnah there in Machalos Asuras, the Magen Mishnah says because Hanoah, whenever something could be eaten, and you could be nene from it, so the Hanoah is always considered to be Shaloi Kederach. The Derech is to eat it, not to be nene. So therefore, every time you nene from it, that's considered the Shaloi Kederech, and Shaloi Kederech is not Chayav Malkus. The Mishnah Melech, and you saw the Torah, the same Mishnah Melech, he brings this Magen Mishnah, and he's not happy with the Magen Mishnah at all. It's Marech to be Bimich, because if it will be Shaloi Kederech, then it will be only also Midrabbonon, and it's Marech to be with the Raisa, that's not true. I know that is also Midrabbonon, if it's Shaloi Kederech, it shouldn't be in this Midrabbonon altogether. Anyway, he's Mfalpul around this, and he doesn't like this Magen Mishnah. And the Mishnah Melech says a different reason. He says the reason why there's no Malkus on the Hano is because the Rambam has a rule. The Rambam has another rule in the Shoshim that you only get Malkus for something which is Mufurish in the Torah, something which is learned out from the Yigimul Midos, doesn't count in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's one of the Rambam's rules, and you don't get Malkus on it. You don't get Malkus for something that's only learned out from a Drasha. You only get Malkus from something that it says in the Pasuk. So says the Mishnah Melech, Achilo says Mufurish in the Torah, Lo Seichel, it says Achilo. Hano is only learned out from Rabbi Avos Drosha. So therefore, there can only be Malkus on the Achila, there can't be Malkus on the Hano. Now, I think that if we would learn the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs the way we originally thought, Kipshutai, that when the Torah asked the Achila, the Torah asked it because it's a kind of Hano. Mamas Kipshutai, the issue really fundamentally is an issue Hano. And the Torah said, don't eat it because eating is a kind of Hano. Then I don't know. I don't think you could say that Hano is not Mufurish in the Torah. The Torah said, "Don't eat it," because eating it is a kind of Hano. So when the Torah said Lo Seichel, the Torah is really saying, "Don't be nene." That's what the Torah means. When the Torah said Lo Seichal, I mean, let's understand when the Rambam says you only get Malkus what's Mefurish in the Torah, you don't get Malkus for things that are learned after Midrasha. Doesn't mean that, you know, that when we want to know what you get Malkus for, we ignore all the drushas and we learn the Chumash only Kipshuta, like we only follow the Rashbam when it comes to Malkus. That's not the... We go with the drushas of Chazal, we understand the Pesukim way Chazal and the Sudnam. But whatever Chazal understood to be the primary sense of the Pasuk, and that you get Malkus. Whatever Chazal understand to be learned that from the Pasuk with the drusha, for that you don't get Malkus. Well, if we learn the Rambam in the Perush Mishnah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the way we originally understood it, that Rabbi Yavo is saying that when the Torah says don't eat something, the Torah means don't eat it because eating is a subdivision of Hanah. But the primary issue here is the Yisra Hanah. So then when the Torah said Lo Seichel, the Torah is saying, even on the level of Pshat, the Torah is saying don't be Nene. Because Achil is simply an instance, it's simply an example of Hanah. So why wouldn't there be Malkus on the Hanah? But if on the other hand we say like the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, that with the primary issue over here is the Yisra Achila. And the Yisra Hanoh is like a tolda. From Rabbi Avos Drosha, we learn out that whenever there's an Yisra Achila, so there's also, the Torah didn't only ask Rabbi Achila, the Torah is Teloda. The Torah asked Hanoh as well, because Hanoh is sort of like Achila. So then what it says in the Torah of Shutish Mikra is Lasecha, the Yisra Achila. The Yisra Hanoh is learned, is an expansion. Yisra Hanoh is, the Drosha expands, Rabbi Avos Drosha expands, the Yisra Achila to include Yisra Hanoh as well. So says the Rambam. But the Yisra Achila, what's Mefurish in Torah? What's Mefurish in Torah is the primary Yisra, L'Seichel. What's learned out from a drasha? The secondary Yisra, which is the Yisra Hanoh. So what do you get Malkus on? You only get Malkus on the primary Yisra, what it says in the Torah. On the secondary Yisra, you don't get Malkus. And it gives us, besides the Perush Mishnayos shedding light, I think this Perush Mishnayos sheds light on what the Rambam means in Machalas Asuras, why there's no Malkus on Hanoh. Because it's a secondary Yisra, it's not the primary meaning of the Pasuk, which is what the Mishnah Melech says. I think the Perush Mishnayos supports that. But I think it works the other way around as well. What the Rambam says in Hilchos Machalas Asuras, that there's Malkus on the Achila, not on the Hanoh, sheds light back to what he says in the Perush Mishnayos. In what sense is the Yisra Achila primary and the Yisra Hanoh secondary? Like this, we said it, but what does it mean? We said the primary Yisra is Achila, and the Hanoh is only also as a told of the Achila. So, L'maynach Kamino. What does that mean? What makes the Yisra Achila primary and what makes the Yisra Hanoh secondary? In what sense? I'm learning up the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. The Rambam is saying, whenever, if the Yisra Achila can't be Chal, then the Yisra Hanoh can't be Chal either. Like by Yisra Chal Yisra. Rambam says, Yisra Basa B'chol can't be Chal in the Veila, because the primary Yisra is Achila, and Hanoh is only a secondary Yisra, and if the primary Yisra can't be Chal, because Ein Yisra Chal Yisra, and that's not Moisif, then the secondary Yisra can't be Chal either. Well, what makes the Yisra Achila primary and what makes the Yisra Hanoh secondary? In what sense is the Sechila primary and the Sechila secondary, and that I therefore say that if the primary Yisra can't be Chal and the secondary Yisra can't be Chal either? The answer is the Inyan Malkus. Hogufa. The Rambam says in Machalos Asuras. The primary Yisra is the Yisra you get Malkus for. That's the Yisra Achila. The secondary Yisra is the Yisra you don't get Malkus for, which is the Yisra of the Yisra of Hanoh. Says the Rambam, since the primary Yisra can't be Chal, so the secondary Yisra can't be Chal either. And in the din of Ein Yisra Chal Yisra is very Gishmak. What you get Malkus for is anyway only the Achila, not the Hanoh. So therefore, if you want to know, can Isra Bosa B'chol B'chal and Nisim Nevelo? Can you get Malkus Mishim Bosa B'chol as a Nisim Moisif? Says the Ram, no, you can't get Malkus, not an Nisim Moisif. Why is it not an Nisim Moisif? Because the primary Isir, meaning the Isir that carries Malkus, is only Achila anyway. There's no Malkus for the Hanoh. The Hanoh is a secondary Isir. So therefore, the Isir Hanoh is not strong enough to make this into an Nisim Moisif, to say that the Isir Achila, that the Isir Bosa B'chol should be Chal on top of the Isir Nevelo, that you should be like a Mishim Bosa B'chol. Knows if I, you know, maybe we could even rewrite the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos to be saying, another way to say the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos would be to say the following, which I think really is what the Rambam is saying. To say, why can Bosu B'chol B'chal and Nisna Vela? Is it Bosu B'chol B'chal and Nisna Vela? L'may Nach Gemino? To be like Yishtayim. That's what it means. If the Is it Bosu B'chol B'chal and Nisna Vela, so you'll get two Malkus. If the Is it Bosu B'chol is not Chal and Nisna Vela, you won't get two Malkus. So the din is not Chal. Why is it not Chal? Because then it's a Chal Yisr. Ask the Rambam, but it's Nisim Maisiv. Bosu B'chol is not only also B'achilu, it's also B'Hanoh also. So it should be Nisim Maisiv. The answer is, but the Yisr HaNoh is not, you're not like on the HaNoh anyway. So the Inyan Malkus, the Yisr HaNoh doesn't count. So the Yisr HaNoh can't make it into an Nisim Maisiv that it'll be Chal Yisr. Because the whole Nidoin of Enes HaChal Yisr is, are you like it? Are you like a Mishnah Basar B'Cholot? You want to be like a Mishnah Basar? You want to be like for Basar B'Cholot because it's a Nisra Maisif? What do you mean it's a Nisra Maisif? Because it has a Nisra Hanoah, but this Hanoah doesn't have any Malkus. And the level of Malkus, this Hanoah doesn't count. So therefore, it's not a Nisra Maisif. So that can't make it into a Nisra Maisif to be Chach. The Rambam says a little bit different, but I think maybe it reduces to being the same thing. The Rambam says the primary Yisra is the Yisra Achila. The Yisra Hanoah is only a secondary Yisra. Since the primary Yisra is not Chal, the secondary Yisra is not enough to make it into a Nisra Chal Yisra. But it's really the same thing. What does it mean that it's a primary Yisra? That you like the Rambam says in Hilchas Machalos Asuras. What does it mean to be a secondary Yisra? That you're not like the Rambam says there as well. So just again, for Kitzin Nimrus, what do we have so far? We had a Chakir in the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech has a Sofik. How do I understand this, the relationship between Yisra Achil and Yisra Anoh? Is it two separate Yisurim, or is it one Yisur? The Nafkamina would be, are you like a Shai, if you hold this Malkus and Anoh? We just saw the Ramah holds it never Malkus and Anoh, but according to those who show him, there's Malkus and Anoh. So are you like a Shnayim, or are you only like a Echot? So the Mishnah Melech is machriya that it's one, that it's one Isser. Isser Achil and Isser Anoh are fundamentally one Isser. And he's arrived from the Gemara in Beit. So where the Gemara says if you eat Bosa Giranosha with Cholov and Yom Tov, and you could get five Malkus. Why not six for Achil and Anoh separately? It's arrived that it's one, fundamentally one entity. We'll see later in Chabez, Rabbi Krager disagrees. Rabbi Krager says that Isser Achil and Isser Anoh are two separate entities, not like the Mishnah Melech. But the Mishnah Melech has a Rambam. In fact, there's really two Rambams. The Mishnah Melech brings the Sefer HaMitzvahs. We saw that there's really two Rambams. The Rambam of the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Rambam of the Perush HaMishnayos in Erchin, in Krisus rather, in both places the Rambam says that Yisra Achil and Yisra Anoh are one thing. They're not separate Yisurim, they're one Yisra. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs he says that Gabi Minyan HaMitzvahs, that Bosu B'Cholov, Yisra Achil, Bosu B'Cholov, and Yisra Anoh, Bosu B'Cholov count as one Mitzvah, they don't count as two. And the the Perush HaMishnayos is busy with the issue of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. Then why can't Bosa B'Cholov be Chal in the Vela as an Issa Moisef? Because now it's also not only B'Achila, but it's also B'Hanu also. Says the Rambam, it's not a separate Issa, it's an outgrowth of the Issa Rachila. So the Rambam, both in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Perush HaMishnayos, they both say, like that's out in the Mishnah Lamelech, that Issa Rachila and Issa Noah are one and the same. They're one Issa, they're two sides of the same coin. But nonetheless, there's at face value, there's a difference between the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam and the Perush HaMishnayos. Achil and Anoah are both sides of the same coin, but which side is on top? Which is the primary Yisur and which is the secondary Yisur? The Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs at face value sounds like he's saying that the primary Yisur is Anoah, and Achila is simply an instance of Anoah. It's one way to be Nenah. It's just an example of Anoah, but the primary Yisur is Anoah. The Rambam and the Perush HaMishnayos says the other way around. The primary Yisur is the Yisur Achila. And the Yisra Anoah is like a teilodo. Ram doesn't use those words, but I'm using the expression. It's like a teilodo of the Yisra Achila. And therefore, when it comes to Yisra Chal Yisra, if the Yisra Achila can't be Chal, then the Yisra Anoah is not going to change anything. You start with the Yisra Achila. I think the real Ram here is the Ram in the Perush HaMishnayos. The Ram in the Sefer HaMitzvahs has to be reread to mean what he says in the Perush HaMishnayos for two reasons. First of all, because we'll see in a minute. By Malkus, the Rambam says there's Malkus and Achila, there's no Malkus and Anoah. That by itself is an indication, at least the way the Mishnah Melech understood it, that the primary Yisur is Achila, not Anoah. And secondly, because otherwise the Shir should be Shover Putla, not Kezayis. And we know the Shir is Bekezayis. So I think the primary Rambam here is the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos. The primary Yisur is the Yisur Achila. The Yisur Hainoah is a Teilodo. But it's not it's an outgrowth. Torah asked it not only by Achila, but Torah extended the Yisur Achila further and it asked it by Anoah as well. In what sense is this Achila primary, and in what sense is the Yisra Hanoah secondary? Well, that we have the Rambam and Perek Ches of Macholos Asuras, that there's Malkus and Achila, there's no Malkus and Hanoah. And the Mishnah Melech explains, because what it says in the Torah is Achila. We have a drasha that extends that to Hanoah, but that extension is on the level of a drasha that for that you don't have Malkus. But the Torah itself says is that there's an Yisra Achila, and if the Yisra Achila is the primary Yisra, the drush of Rabbi Yo extends it, or the drush of Bosu B'Cholov, the extra pasuk extends it to Hanoah, but the primary Yisur remains the Yisur Achila. Hanoah is an extension because Hanoah is similar to Achila, like the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, they're similar. Hanoah is a kind of Achila. Achila is a kind of Hanoah, but it's the primary kind of Hanoah. So Torah asks that Achila, which is the primary kind of Hanoah, but in these Yisurim HaChamurim of Yisur Hanoah, the Torah extended, not only am I answering the essential Hanoah of Achila, but we're answering other secondary Anois other secondary hanois as well. One last point. The Rabbi reads this all into Rabbi Avoh. Both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Perashim Shnayis, he sends it to Rabbi Avoh. That's what Rabbi Avoh means. When he says, Tarasat Lesechal, and yet we learn out from the Nisar No, you see that Nisar Achil and Nisar No are basically one Isser. So now, when we have to consider, what about Cheskia? Does Cheskia agree with this Lumbus? Or maybe Cheskia Taka disagrees? Those, maybe this whole Lumbus is only true in Rabbi Avoh, who says, Tarasat Lesechal, and yet and we learn out from there, Hano, so you see that Achil and Ara Hainu Hach, and that Achil is primary. The Torah says Lesechal, that means Achilo, but the Drosh extends it to Hano, so it's Hainu Hach, but what's on top, primary issue is Isra Achilo. But according to Cheskia, who doesn't have the Drosh of Lesechal altogether, and the Isra Hano by Chometz, he learns out from Lo Ye'ochel, which it takes to mean Hano. Lo Ye'ochel doesn't mean Achilo, but we extend it with Rabbi Ol's Drosh to Hano. Lo Ye'ochel means Hano in the first place. But Cheskin and Rabbi are arguing by Chometz. We'll see later. All the other cases that they might be arguing about, the Gemara's going to say, no, there's a parish of Sukkim that make it into an exception. So the locus of the Machlokes Cheskin and Rabbi is in Chometz itself. The Rambam maybe extrapolates it to other Isuri, I know of Asa B'chola, Kilei HaKerem. But Akopana, let's talk about Chometz, the Pasuk that they're talking about. So how does Rabbi Yoh read the Pasuk? Lo Yochel Chometz, Rabbi Yoh understands that to me, don't eat Chometz. But then we have a drasha from the Vela, from Trefa, that tells me that don't eat chametz, but it's also to be nana from chametz. But according to Cheski, what does lo yochel chametz mean? Lo yochel chametz means don't be nana from chametz. Lo yehei b'heter achila means don't be nana from the chametz. So maybe one could say that maybe there's a lamdash machlekes here between Cheski and Rabbi Avoh. According to Rabbi Avoh, lo yochel chametz primarily means don't eat chametz. But then we have a limud that tells me don't be nana from chametz either. So what's the primary issue? Like the Rambam says in the Perish of Mishnayis. The primary issue will be the Isra Achila. The Shano will be the Telodov. But according to Cheskia, what does Lo Yochel Chometz mean? Lo Yochel Chometz means don't be nene from Chometz. So maybe according to Cheskia, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the primary issue is Taka Hano, and Achila is just a particular example of Hano. What do you mean? Maybe Karidin Lo Ye'ochel. Mashmal Lehei Beheter Maybe Lishem Achil. Or maybe that's what the pasuk means. Lo Ye'ochel. That's the way to read the pasuk. Yeah, good. It's not from the ksiv. But I don't know. We have to see it as a tension between the ksiv and the kri. Now that that's the kri, the word doesn't have a separate drasha from the kri and a separate drasha from the. Maybe you'll say that from the ksiv we learn one thing. And that was, I don't think this could be true anyway. I don't think this to say that it's Machlokes Rabbi Avoh and Cheskia, I don't think could be true because, first of all, just in principle, I'm very suspicious about reading Machlokes and Drushes into the Machlokes and Lomdus. I don't know. Nari Sigamza Kante, I never saw that it led to anything particularly great. But here in particular, the Gemara at the end of the sugya says, "Ma'ika ben Cheskia Rabbi Avoh." The Gemara looks for a nafkamina between Cheskia and Rabbi Avoh. If in fact Cheskia and Rabbi Avoh are arguing about this, about the Rambam's Nekuda Neflo, that according to Rabbi Avoh, the Iker Isser is the Achila and Hano is only secondary, and according to Rabbi Avoh, and according to Cheskia, it's the other way around. The Iker Isser is Hano, and Achila is an example of Hano. Then there could be many nafkaminas between Cheskia and Rabbi Avoh. For one thing, are you liking Hano? According to Rabbi Avoh, the Rambam says you're not like on the Hano because I know it's only secondary. That's not what the Torah says. According to Cheskia, the Torah says Hano, so you should be like on the Hano. That could right away be an Afkamina. Could also be an Afkamina for Yisachal Alisser. We also be Chal B'Chal Nevela. According to Rabbi Avoh, also be Chal is not Chal Nevela. The Rambam explains. According to Cheskia, also be Chal Avoda B'Chal Nevela because it's Mamish in Yisur Moisif. It's primarily in Yisur Hano. The Gemara doesn't say any of that. So it's Mashmal that there's no that Cheskia also, even though he has a drush of Lo Yochel, Cheskia also agrees that the primary Isser here is the Isser Achila, maybe like how you were saying, because the Pshuta Shel Nikra, the Ksiv, is not to eat. Even the Lo Yochel is in terms of Achila. So the primary Isser remains the Achila. From the Achila, we have the Torah is Machiv. It says Lo Yochel rather than Lo Yochel. So the Torah is Machiv, the Isser, extends the Isser to Isser Hano also. But Takaponim, not enough to be, but it still remains a Drosha. You don't get Malkus for it. Mashma that even according to Cheskia you don't get any malchus for it. Because that still remains, it's not traditional, it's not stam interesting fact you see here, stam an observation in itself, that Cheskis drosha of lo yochel remains a drosha. The pshutishul mikra is in the serachil. The haray, there's no malchus in the hanot. And the Gemara doesn't say that that's enough convenient for Rabbi Avoh and Cheskia. So if the Ram passes no malchus and the no according to Rabbi Avoh, then there's no malchus and the no according to Cheskia either. And why is there no malchus and the no? The Mishnah Melech says because it's only a drosha. According to Cheskia, why is it only a drosha? It says lo yochel. You see that that's also the lo yochel, lo yehibo heter achila, is a drosha. The simple meaning, even of lo yochel, let me say it this way, even on the level of pshutishul mikra, lo yochel also means don't eat the chametz. It means the chametz shouldn't be eaten. What does it mean shouldn't be eaten? On the level of pshutishul mikra, lo yochel chametz means don't eat the chametz. Even if grammatically it means the chametz should not be eaten, so lo yochel chametz should not be eaten also means don't eat the chametz. Rabbi Chesky's notion that lo yochel chametz means lo yehei b'heter achila dovra maybe the achila which means yisuri hanoh, that's a drosha. A drosha is the secondary yisur, and that is no malchus. Okay. I think we'll stop here, and Ms. Shem tomorrow will start this again.